ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we're reading from 7th canto, chapter 11, entitled The Perfect Society, Four Social Classes, text number 30. ते शंकर जातीना तत्त कुलकृता भवे अचौराणाम पापानाम अंत्यजान्ते वसाइना। ट्रांसलेशन प्रपर्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। द फोर प्रिंसिपल डिविजन्स ऑफ सोसायटी, सॉरी ट्रांसलेशन, अमॉंग द मिक्स क्लासेस नोन एज संकर, दोज हु आर नॉट थीव्स आर नोन एज अंतेवसाई और चांडालाज, डॉग इटर्स, and they also have their hereditary customs. Purport. Four principles, divisions of society, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, have been defined. And now there is a description of the Antyaja, the mixed classes. Among the mixed classes, there are two divisions, Pratilom and Anulom, Pratilomaja and Anulomaja. If a woman of higher caste marries a man of lower caste, their union is called Pratilom. And if a woman of a lower caste, however, marries a man of a higher caste, their union is called Anulom. The members of such dynasties have their traditional duties as barbers, washermen, and so on. Amongst the Antyajas, those who are still somewhat pure, in that they do not steal and are not addicted to meat eating, drinking, illicit sex and gambling, are called antevasai. Among people of lower classes, intermarriage and drinking of wine are allowed, for these people do not recognize such conduct as sinful amongst themselves. Hare Krishna. So, in this verse, Sukhdeva Goswami or Prahlad Maharaj is beginning the discussion for some time. We have, as Prabhupada said in the beginning, the four principal divisions of society, Brahmanas, Kshatriya, Vaishyas and Shudras, have already been defined. And now there is a description of Antyaja, the mixed classes. So, there is a description of these people also mentioned, who are not exactly divided into any other specific class, and their duties are also somewhat apparently different types of duties. But one interesting point which we see here, Prabhupada says that even these amongst Antyajas or these mixed classes of men, there are two different levels. Amongst them, those who don't engage in stealing and are not addicted to meat eating, drinking and illicit sex and gambling are called Antevasai. So here we see a wonderful point, as it is said, Kalau Shudra Sambhavat, that Kali Yuga generally, maximum we can call ourselves a Shudra. But here if we put these standards, then we are lower than Shudras, because here it has been described, the class which has been described is next to the four principal classes, next to the Brahmana, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras. After that the classes have been described. And it is said amongst those also, those who are after these four, there are two types. The one, the higher, the better one, is not addicted to stealing and for the sinful activities of illicit sex, meat eating, drinking and gambling. So if we see in Kali Yuga, and the last after that are those who are born amongst mixed class and are attached to stealing and intoxication and gambling and like that. So if we see these standards, in Kali Yuga we'll very rarely find a person who is not attached to any of these, either stealing or meat eating or drinking or illicit sex or gambling. So that we can understand that this statement of Kalo Shudra Sambhava is quite correct. Because as per these standards, most of the society in Kali Yuga is even amongst the other caste, the lower one. not even the better in the other caste, because they are addicted to these four types of activities. And even stealing, it's so common. In fact, in some kleptomaniacs, there is some mental disorder of that type, that people of very good financial background, they have that strong desire inside to steal and just go to some big supermarket and just pick up things. And it is so prominent in Kali Yuga. As I said, many times I travel and I observe, and this is quite common observation in India. Always this happens with me. We see that people, they always argue with the ticket conductor about the age of their child when it is around 5 years old and it is 12 years old. They always want to put their age a little. They have money. It's not a question of they don't have money and they are very poor. But they want to cheat. Oh, that's some inner satisfaction that my child is more than 12 years and I took a half ticket. It's not a question of saving some money, because they have so much money. It's about that stealing propensity. The stealing propensity is more stronger than the fact of stealing the money. And when the child is above 5 years, that inner satisfaction, oh, I cheated. This child was supposed to buy a ticket, I did not buy one because I told he is less than 5 years old. So this propensity, if we see all over the world, is very prominent in various aspects. Only thing is, some people do it in a decent way, and maybe some big share market scam or something, and some people do it in a very obvious way. So if we observe the people of Kali Yuga, whatever they may say, we are born in high class, highly educated and all these things. But as per these standards, if they are addicted to either stealing or meditating, intoxication, gambling and illicit sex, then even amongst the other caste, other than the four principal caste, they are categorized into the lower of them. So this statement that Kalo Shudra Sambhava is quite logical and quite correct. And I thought we'll discuss today's class into two parts. Maybe we have some time. Maybe for 5-10 minutes we'll discuss about the Varnashram system, and then 5-10 minutes we'll discuss about the Lord Krishna's instructions of ultimate surrender, disregarding our position of what has to be do with the Varnashram system. So the topic of this chapter is the perfect society, four social classes in this Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Their duties, their qualifications, their roles have been described. Then the roles of women have been described. Now the role of those who are not into any of these, they have been described. And in the next chapter will come the perfect society, four spiritual classes. In that the roles of Brahmachari, Gurustha, Vanprastha and Sannyasi will be described. But the point is, both the chapters are entitled the perfect society. Where this, as this Varnashram, Prabhupada says, a real human culture begins from this Varnashram society. Although Varnashram is not the end in itself, it's not that Varnashram is the aim. If the society is perfectly divided into Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra and Brahmachari, Gurustha like that, then it is the perfect. No. Varnashram Acharavad, Pumsena Parapuman. We have to develop the love for Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. But still we see in this age of Kali, how the situations have become topsy-turvy. Actually, if you observe, this Varnashram society is very logical. And it can't be actually completely uprooted from the world. At always, any point of time, there are people who are doing some types of job connected to like Brahmana, like teaching or research. They cannot be removed. Some type of people who are doing something like protecting the citizens, a military or law and order, defense or police. Some type of people who are engaging in business, although they are not very correct type of business and the leaders are not exactly in Kshatriya mood, but these classes cannot be removed from any society on the face of the earth. You can go from Siberia to South America to India, everywhere. These classes of people are there. And also there is another class which are helping all these others. There are some people who are employed in defense department, some people employed in business corporates, some people employed in research institutes. So they are doing some assisting job. So these four classes of people are always there in the world and they will be there. Only thing is there's an undue competition between these four types of people. Everyone else wants to do something else. In Kali Yuga, no one wants to do what he is supposed to do. They just want to do what others. This was very nicely picked up by the TV ad. What owner's pride, neighbor's envy. That was TV when I was a small child, I remember. So there, envy is more prominent. People don't see what they have, they always see what others have. That's the symptom of Kali Yuga. People, oh, he's doing like this, why I should not do? He can do like this, why I'm not allowed to do? Rather than what, in this way we see, but ultimately what happens, by this process, even if we may try to get away from this varnashram system, the nature will not allow, because that's the way the society has been made. As what we see, this Chanakya Pandit, he says, Lalayet pancha varshani, dasha varshani, tadayet. Prapteshu shodasa varshe, putram mitravas samacharet. These are good instructions. That first 5 years of a childhood, baby, he should be given all facilities. Lalayet. Then 5 to 15 years, tadayet, disciplining. And after that, the father or the parent should behave with the child from the age of 16 as a friend. And if we see in modern age, if the parents don't behave that way, naturally the child revolts. So you can't avoid the systems which has been made by the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Then there is a vanprastha system. The people should give up their material duties. Yesterday I was discussing with one devotee, and he was asking me this question. What should we do? Is it that at one point of time, we have to give up all our job, business, and only engage in chanting and meditating? I said, what do you mean? That's our spiritual activities, permanent activity in the spiritual world. It's not something secondary thing, or only engage in chanting. What we are doing our responsibilities in the material world. And we should, at one point of time, we should try to engage fully in Krishna consciousness activities, so that we are preparing ourselves to go back to the spiritual world. It's like apprenticeship, probation period. It's compulsory we should take this probation period. And in this way, this varnashram society is maintained. Brahmachari, then Guruastha, then Vanprastha, you retire. And then you give up complete control on your household, family, business. I know one person, because I go to one place, preach in congregation. I know one person. Actually, he's quite good example of being a Vanprastha. He is a big multi-crore businessman. He began from nothing. He had a job, but once his boss insulted him, he resigned. And he began his own business, construction business. Today it's very big, huge. He has more than 50 dumpers, trucks. The truck itself may cost 5, 10 lakh rupees. Then he has 7 stone quarries, where the mountains they make quarries. And many this JCB, which one cost crores of rupees. He has 5, 10 of them, these big machines. Now his son has, he doesn't have anything though. He made such a big empire. But at one point, he said, no, it's enough. And then he gave everything to his son and brother. And now he has not even kept a single signature in any bank account. He said, if I want to come to this program for this, our satsang for evening week, I have to ask from my son that please give me 30 rupees. I want to go by rickshaw to go and come. His son is very cooperative. He gives because he knows my father has given me this business. He just purchased Srimad Bhagavatam. Full Hindi set. He is a voracious reader. He said, my people in my home call me madman because whole day I only chant and read. I said, this is perfection. People call me madman. He reads one canto of Bhagavatam. When I say reads, don't mean he reads once. His reading means he reads 3 times. He reads one canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in 2 or 3 weeks. Not once, 3 times. First time he reads. Second time he reads, makes notes. Important points, underline everything, notebook. Third time he reads and writes down the questions to be asked when I go the next time. He reads in 3 weeks, one canto 3 times. And he finished 6 cantos, then because Marathi are not available, he purchased Hindi one. And now he's already thinking when to buy the Chaitanya Charitamrit. He said, give me more. He gets up at 2:30 in the morning, chants till 6, 7, 8, then deity worship, then reading. He said, people call me mad because I just don't do anything in my home. Always I engage in chanting and reading. And he actually was a millionaire but gave up all control. So this is, and I said, how many rounds do you chant? He said, I chant on 16, I count, and then I don't know, 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever comes in my way, I do that daily. So that has to be done in our life, vanprastha. And if that is done, the son is also happy, he gives But he has never said to give him any money for anything. For even Srimad Bhagavatam, he never. But he knows my father has given. But his example is glorious. Even though after having crores of rupees, he has given up all rights on any of the bank account. He has not given anything with him. For any expense of 5 rupees, he has to take the money from his home. And he comes and does it. So we see, if we don't do like this, the modern society, the circumstances forces it on. Today's age is completely topsy-turvy. As I said, we don't do the right things at the right time. And we want to do those things at the wrong time. When people should begin their job and business and do with full force, people say, I'm very tired, not interested in business. It's so troublesome. And that time of your life, you have to take troubles and increase your job and business. But that time they feel, oh, it's so troublesome, so bad. I'm not interested in doing this business, this job. It's very bad situation. People complain, those are working. And when it's time to retire, they don't want to retire. They don't want to go on working. When the time is there to hand over your job and business to your son, they want to interfere in their activities. So because the people who should retire interfere, as I said, because the son who has attained the age of 15 should be treated as friend, and if you still interfere as authority, the son will become revolt. He will go away. He will not keep that relationship. Similarly, at a time when a person should retire from his material activities, if he still continues, the child, he moves away. They say, oh, he's not caring about me. The point is, why are you interfering? It's a time to give up activities. And just do, this is our spiritual activity. Always chant, engage in Krishna's service. Not that this is something ordinary, very simple. So in this modern age, we see people exactly do exactly opposite things we are not supposed to do. For example, I was just thinking, as Prabhupada was saying, in the youth, when people should eat nicely, strongly, now there is a fashion of dieting. And in the old days, when they should eat less, they can't give up the different tasty items. We see the old people, they want to taste this, taste that, what is this? Although they can't enjoy, even if they eat little more, their stomach becomes upset. But when the stomach has good fire, now they want to do dieting. This is Kali Yuga. Please, we may quote some points, but don't take any personally. But these are the realities which I was thinking with this, what's happening. And also, we should understand every role, every part is important. And especially, I always think of this mispropaganda being done all over the world. Especially, in Marathi they call it, shall a lady be only limited to, they call it in Marathi, chul and mool. I mean, it's only to cooking and caring of children. This is such a mispropaganda. I said, these are the two most important activities in the world. People are saying, oh, this lady, he does only work in the home. And these are just think how much your mother's role has been, at least in my life. So many good instructions have been received from my mother. And just think how your life would have been without having eaten the food cooked by her lovingly. The health of the whole society and the future samskara of the whole society depend on these two activities. And modern age, as I said, people, they just do all this mispropaganda. So this is the symptom of Kali Yuga. Not to do what we are supposed to do and just to do what others are supposed to do. And therefore, Lord Sri Krishna, he gave this instruction. Now we'll go to the instruction. We'll end this part of Varnashram and the topsy-turvy situation of Kali Yuga, but we'll go to the instruction of Lord Krishna, what we should do. Krishna was very intelligent, and especially he knew this Kali Yuga is coming. This whole Bhagavad Gita, in last few sessions in my lectures, I've been discussing what is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. If we study this Bhagavad Gita, all 18 chapters, 700 verses, we know this Gita has been divided into three sections, the first section of six chapters, second section of six chapters, and last section of six chapters. The first section deals with the progressive realization of the soul from knowledge of the body and soul to karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, ashtang yoga. That is called Guhya Gnan. Then knowledge in the 7th and 8th chapter is called Guhya Tara, more confidential. And knowledge in the 9th and 10th chapter onwards is called Guhya Tama, the most confidential. So if we see, Lord Krishna being very intelligent, if you observe the study of this Bhagavad Gita whole, he has repeated only 2 verses, repeated twice in Bhagavad Gita. He has spoken many verses on the same topic, but almost the 75% verse repeated again, same words exactly, only 2 verses. And that was, this, both these instructions have been very nicely, comprehensively Krishna has put in another verse, in 8th chapter, called Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu, Maam Anushmare Yuddhacha, Mayar Pito Mano Buddhir, Maam Evashit Na Samshe. This is very nice. Each word in this verse is very important. Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu. So in all the times, what you should do? Maam Anushmara, remember me. And Yuddhacha, fight. As I said, in this world, people want to go to extremes. Some people under the name of spirituality, they said, I will only chant Krishna and don't do my responsibilities. So that means only Anushmara. And some people who are not spiritualists, they said, why this chanting? We should only do our duty. Krishna very intelligently said, no, you have to do both. You cannot avoid either of them. Maam Anushmara, you have to remember me and also fight. This is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. We have to continue with our activities, our prescribed duties of Varnashram. At the same time, we have to always remember me. Maam Anushmara Yuddhacha. In this way, Mayar Pito Mano Buddhir. Offer your mind and intelligence to me. In this way, you will come to me. These two instructions, Maam Anushmara and Yuddha, actually, they are spoken in ordering tense. In Sanskrit, there are tense, present tense, past tense. Like, Gacchati becomes, he is going. But Gaccha becomes order, you go. Anushmara is ordering tense, remember me. And Yuddhacha, fight. So, both are orders. You have to do your duties, prescribed duty, that is order. We can't say, no, it's very difficult, it's very boring. No, I am fed up with my duty. No. Yuddhacha. Yuddha means, for Arjuna it was Yuddha, for us it may be our duty. There is no scope of laziness in Bhagavad Gita. Enough, no, I will take some break. And Maam Anushmara, always remember me. And exactly these two instructions, one verse has been repeated in Bhagavad Gita. These both instructions are very important, Anushmara and Yuddha. What is the verse about Anushmara which has been repeated in Bhagavad Gita? Verbatim mean? Man mana bho mad bhakto mad yaji maam namaskuru. Krishna repeated it. And about Yuddhacha? Shreyaan swadharma viguno paradharma sunushthitat. Swadharme nidhanam shreya paradharma bhayava. Both the verses have been repeated by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. So this is stressing that we have to remember Lord Krishna always and always go on fighting. And some people still don't understand that this is the real essence of Bhagavad Gita. To remember him and go on fighting. Also, as I said, in Kali Yuga, this Varnashram system, we may try to follow, but because it is already so much topsy-turvy, it may be difficult to always sort out the things. After speaking this whole Gita, giving the 9th chapter, Rajvidya, Rajguhya Yoga, giving 10th chapter, before that giving all Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, in the 12th chapter, Bhakti Yoga. Then Krishna gave 13, 14, 15, 16 chapter, Daivasura Sampanna, Gunataya Vibhag, Kshetra Kshetra Gnyo. After telling this whole chapter, then Krishna summarized his instructions in the 18th chapter. In 18th chapter, text number 63, Lord Krishna is telling, Idam te jnanam akhyatam guhyat guhyataram maya vimrushat etad asheshena yathechasi tathakuru. Thus I have explained to you knowledge still more confidential. Deliberate on this fully and do what you wish to do. So after speaking this whole Gita, 18th chapter, even in 18th chapter he gives a conclusion. Then he tells, Krishna tells Arjuna, I have told all this confidential knowledge, guhyat guhyataram, to you. No, deliberate on it. Think properly. Try to understand and do what you want to do. So here Krishna is telling Arjuna to think on it. So if we read Bhagavad Gita 18 chapters, suddenly sometimes the confusion comes. What you are supposed to do? Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, attachment without duty or duty without attachment. So many things come about. Bhakti Yoga. And then in 12th chapter only Krishna says, if you cannot do this, do this. If you cannot do this, do this. If you cannot do this, different levels. What exactly a man is supposed to do? And then 14th chapter, he's telling about the three modes of nature. Then the tree, upside down tree, cut it with the weapon of detachment. Asanga shastrena, dhurena chitva. So many instructions are there in Bhagavad Gita. And now Krishna is telling, deliberate on it and do what you want to do. Just as we may find it difficult to what is the real instruction, Krishna is very merciful. And he thought Arjun may be confused what actually I am supposed to do. That may come up after reading, and that's why the whole world is confused. So, therefore, Lord Krishna in the 64th verse, he tells Arjun, you don't worry about conclusion. I will tell the conclusion myself. You don't worry, you deliberate, but still I will tell you what is the final essence. And therefore he says, Sarva guhyatamam bhuya shtunume paramam vacha. Istosime dhudamati tato vakshami tehitam. So Krishna told him to deliberate, but he said, okay, I am compassionate on you. Krishna was feeling compassion. It's very difficult to deliberate and find a conclusion from Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna said, only I will do that job. So he says, Sarva guhyatamam bhuya. Arjun, again I am telling you, see the guhyatama. This word is used only at two places. At the beginning of 9th chapter. And again over here. Sarva guhyatamam bhuya. Krishna is saying again that guhyatama which was told in 9th chapter. Manamanabhav. I told there. Again I am telling you again here. Shrume paramam vacha. Listen to me. Ishto sime dhudamati. I am speaking to you, Supreme, because this most confidential knowledge. Because you are my very dear friend. Hear it this from me, for it is for your benefit. And then Lord Krishna again tells these two verses. Man manabhav madhbhakto, madhyaji maam namaskaro, maam evaishi satyam te, prati jane priyoshime. And he tells Sarvadhar, this is about remembering Krishna. And then at one point of time, he's saying, Sarvadharman parityajya, maam ekam sharanam vraja. He says, give up all various of instructions, all various of dharma. Raj dharma, kula dharma, this dharma, brahman dharma, kshatriya dharma, sthi dharma, vaishya dharma, all these. So, somebody think, those who want to give up their job and profession, think, oh, very nice. Krishna is saying, give up all varieties of dharma. But then the point is, after listening to this Bhagavad Gita, Arjun did not give up fighting. So, what exactly is intended? Therefore, in the another place, in Lord Chaitanya's instructions, in that Kurma Brahman, I don't remember the exact verse, a Kurma Brahman expressed these same feelings that this world is completely full of misery, very troubled to take care of, job is bad, responsibility of families are bad, the taxation is bad, the finance, everything is bad, which is always bad. Only thing is sometimes it becomes little more and sometimes becomes little less. Or sometimes we think it is not bad and sometimes we understand it is bad. This is material world. When the things comes reality on our face, we think, oh, it is very bad. And when I put it in a pocket, in a nice package, we think, oh, it's very good. Kurma Brahman was expressing this mentality to Lord Chaitanya. So please, let me give up all these things and go with you. I want to accompany you. Lord Chaitanya says, please don't say like this again. What were his instructions? Please be where you are. But Nirantara Lohi Krishna Nam. You always chant holy names of God. So Prabhupada says, instructions of Lord Krishna, Satatam Kirtan to Mam, and instructions of Lord Chaitanya, Kirtanya Sada Hari are both same. Lord Chaitanya has come to repeat the instructions of Lord Krishna. And therefore he is telling Kurma Brahman, don't worry of these material troubles, but always chant the names of Krishna. Nirantar Loho Krishna Nam. Then Lord Chaitanya doesn't stop there, and neither does Lord Krishna stop here in Bhagavad Gita. After telling Man Manabhav and Sarvadharma, neither Lord Krishna stops here, neither Lord Chaitanya stops there in telling to Kurma Brahman that always chant my name. What are the future Lord Krishna? After summarizing the essence of Gita for Arjun, out of compassion, Krishna goes on. What you should do it? Gita is not only supposed to be understood and deliberated and practiced. Krishna is telling Arjun, Idam te na apataskaya na bhaktaya kadachana. Don't tell this confidential knowledge to those who are not devoted, austere, or engaged in devotional service, or who are envious of me. Then whom should this Gita be discussed with? Idam ya idam paramam guhyam. This confidential knowledge. Idam means this. What is this? This manama manabha and sarvadharman, which I just told you. This confidential knowledge should always be discussed among my devotees. And one who does this, for him, pure devotional service is guaranteed. In the end, he will come back to me. And what does Lord Chaitanya tell Kurma Brahman after telling Nirantar Lohe Krishna? He says, Yara dekha tara kaha Krishna upadesh, amaranya guru hona tara ei desh. So Lord Chaitanya is exactly repeating what Lord Krishna told. Krishna told, surrender to me, always chant my holy name, and then discuss this knowledge with devotees. You will come to me. So exactly these same things Lord Chaitanya is telling. Don't run away from your home suddenly. Continue chanting holy names. And then, whomever you meet, please give the instructions to him. On my order, you become spiritual master and you give this knowledge to others. And therefore, again, here Lord Krishna is telling in text 69. One who does this, that is, speaks about Bhagavad Gita with devotees, he is most dear to me. And he will come to me and there will be no one dear to me than him in the future. And Lord Chaitanya says to Kurma Brahman, that if you do what I have told you, then you will meet me again here. How he will meet? He will meet the Supreme Lord directly. Certainly Lord Chaitanya might come there again. But that's the instructions. Krishna, Lord Chaitanya said, you will become most dear to me if you continue with these instructions. Therefore, we see the instructions of Bhagavad Gita and Lord Chaitanya are the same. Hare Krishna. So this is the essence of Varnashram Dharma. It's difficult to carry on, but it has to be carried on till some time in our life. And when it's difficult to give up, we have to give it up at one point in our life. So Krishna wants to break our attachment in either way. When we are fed up with it and we want to give it up, Krishna says, you do it. And the time is there to not to do it and we are attached to it, Krishna says, give it up. So both types of attachment are attachments. When the time is there to do it and we feel we should not do it, that is attachment. We want to give it up. And the time is there to give it up and we want to continue doing it, that is also attachment. So Krishna, by his Varnashram Dharma and final instruction of Sarva Dharma Parityajya, he is breaking both types of attachment. And if we break up both types of attachment and surrender to Krishna, then Krishna promises that he will come back to me. Hare Krishna. I think it's quite late. Maybe as per Govindpur's instructions, if there are any comments or doubts or questions, maybe you can summarize it. Radha Upinath Prabhu.
So there are some devotees who are like, for different reasons, they do diet to improve the health. So that is recommended.
Yeah, one of the prime duties in the Vedic scripture is said that we should maintain our body to serve Krishna, because it's difficult in conditioned stage serve Krishna if our body is not in a healthy state. It's not a compulsory item for advanced devotees like Goswamis, but we should understand the reality. The first thing in our spiritual life is honesty. And honesty means to understand the reality. And one of the reality in our present stage, maybe we cannot perform devotional service nicely if we are not healthy. And maybe the advanced Goswamis can, but we cannot. So yes, we have to maintain our body, and for that diet, maybe a recommended item. But we should understand, we are a little point blank, but we should understand a diet at a wrong age means already what we are supposed to enjoy in 25 years of our young age, we already enjoyed in 5 or 10 years. So we already fulfilled the quota of our enjoyment, so the diet is forced on us. Because we already enjoyed what we are supposed to enjoy in 25 years till the age of 50, we already enjoyed in 5, 10 years in this age of Kali, in this age of excesses. So we are accepting that diet at a little early time. But also it may be done with, if it is done to keep a healthy body, that's a different attitude. What I was mentioning in my lectures is that people do it to keep a beautiful body or attractive body. And then when they are old, then they cannot give up all these desires. They want to eat and taste all these things. That was what I meant in my lecture. But health, yes, health is a prime constitution or a prime aspect of our devotional life. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, for a sadhak, he should first think of his health, then his sadhana, and then preaching. So these things are a reality. Also, if we go into detail, there can be some more intelligent way to do some dieting. Sometimes people, as I said, we have to balance all the three. There's a regulated lifestyle, dieting, and exercise. People take only one. And they are under the illusion that only by diet things can be done if you don't do exercise. Or only by exercise and no dieting. People go to different aspects. Just like Anusmara and Yuddha, both are equally important. Hare Krishna. Maybe somebody else can comment in a better way. Malati Mata is there. Govind Prabhu, Gopinath Prabhu. We'll end. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.